Frank van der Linde filed a court case in Amsterdam against police to find out why Europol is spying on him. The Dutch activist says the worst he did was break a window during a protest for homeless people. While police in the Netherlands admitted van der Linde is no danger to society, he has yet to find out what Europol knows about him.
They don't have grip on the data. And if they don't have grip on the data and they spread it all around the world, this is super dangerous.
What is the danger?
Well, the danger is getting arrested and ending up in a police custody or worse, in a certain country because they don't like political activists or left-wing political activists in my case.
Europol obtained personal data of thousands of citizens after French police hacked into an encrypted phone messaging service. As a result, Dutch, French, German and British police arrested hundreds of suspected criminals in 2020 in the so-called EncroChat case. The most remarkable find was a container equipped to torture people. Lawyers are questioning the legality of the operation.
You see a wave of court cases now in the Netherlands, UK, France, Spain, Finland and Germany. Everyone is fighting this, but so far clarity has not been given. This is quite unique because EncroChat is one of the biggest hacks ever done by the police, and they should clarify if it was done legally.
The European Data Protection Supervisor has compared Europol's practices with those at the American spy agency, as revealed by whistleblower Edward Snowden in 2013.
So you cannot collect the data just in case it will be useful in the future. You should know from the very beginning what the data is stored for. This is the difference between the European approach and the approach in some other parts of the world, where it is acceptable that the data is stored in case it will be useful in the future.
Europol declined to comment on camera, but in a written response, the agency says that the 6 months time limit for data storage is not enough and that it is assessing how the supervisor's decision to destroy the data will affect the security of EU citizens. While most Europeans won't complain about data storage for criminal networks, there is concern about the millions of innocent people who are being monitored. The European Commission is discussing if legislation to allow Europol's mass data storage should be adopted.
I'm actually quite surprised that what happened at that time with NSA, everybody was speaking out very clearly in the EU, and now the EU is doing it themselves, and there is not so much outcry yet.
Van der Linde is calling on other Europeans to go to court to demand access to the files stored about them, but he warns it could take many years before they'll receive answers. Stap Vaassen, Al Jazeera, Amsterdam.